ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter number 15 and Text number 15. Dharmartham api na iheta yatra artham va adhanaha धनं अनिहामानस्य महाअहे इव वृत्तिदा धर्मार्थमपि नेहेत यत्रार्थवाधनो धनम् अनिहानिहमानस्य महाहेरीव वृत्तिदा धर्मार्थमपि नेहेत यात्रार्थबाधनो वनम् अनिहानिहमानस्य महारेः इव वृत्तिदा धर्मार्थमपि नेहेत यात्रार्थवाधनो धनम् अनिहानिहमानस्य महाहेरीव वृत्तिदा
तमापि नेहेत यात्रातां वादनोदनाम् अनिहानिहमानस्य महाहे एव वृत्तिता
तमापि नेहेत यत्र तं वादनोदनाम् अनिहनिहमानस्य महाहे इव वृत्तिदा
मदुस् Dharma artham. In the religion or economic development, api, indeed, na, not, iheta, should try to obtain. Yatra artham. Just to maintain the body and soul together. Va, either. Adhanam. One who has no wealth. Dhanam. Money. Aniha. The desirelessness. Aniha manasya. Of a person who does not endeavor. Even to earn his livelihood. Mahaahehe, the great serpent known as the python. Eva, like vrittida, which obtains its livelihood without endeavor. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Even if a man is poor, he should not endeavor to improve his economic condition just to maintain his body and soul together or to become a famous religionist. Just as a great python, although lying in one place, not endeavoring for his livelihood, gets the food it needs to maintain the body and soul. One who is desireless also obtains his livelihood without endeavor. Human life is simply meant for developing Krishna consciousness. One need not even try to earn a livelihood to maintain his body and soul together. This is illustrated here by the example of great python which lies in one place, never going here and there to earn his livelihood, to maintain itself, and yet it is maintained by the grace of God. As advised by Narad Muni in Bhagavatam 1st canto 5th chapter 18th verse, tasyaiva hetoh prayatet kovidaha. One should simply endeavor to increase his Krishna consciousness. One should not desire to do anything else, even to earn his livelihood. There are many, many examples of this attitude. Madhavendra Puri, for instance, would never go to anyone to ask for food. Sukadeva Goswami has also said, Kasmat bhajanti kavayo dhana durmadandha. Why should one approach a person who is blind with wealth? Rather, one should depend on Krishna and he will give everything. All the members of a Krishna conscious movement, whether by Devi Grahasthas or Sannyasis, should try to spread Krishna consciousness movement with determination, and Krishna will supply all the necessities. This process of Ajagar Vritti, the means of livelihood of a python, is very much appreciated in this regard. Even though one may be very poor, he should simply try to advance in Krishna consciousness and not endeavor to earn his livelihood. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militan Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guruho Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Saganarganatham Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsya. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Even if a man is poor, he should not endeavor to improve his economic condition just to maintain his body and soul together, or to become a famous religionist just as a great python, although lying in one place, not endeavoring for his livelihood, gets the food it needs to maintain the body and soul. One who is desireless also obtains his livelihood without endeavor. This is in connection with the yesterday's sloka of the pretentious religious system by reaching out to the poor and equating the service to the poor is the service to the God. They say that Manav Seva, he Madhav Seva. If you serve the humanity, you serve the Supreme. But the result is neither they serve the humanity nor man. Otherwise, poverty should be decreasing. Instead, it is increasing. The problems of people are increasing. So, Manav Seva is not Madhav Seva. But with Madhav Seva, you can do Manav Seva. Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very specific that the human form of life is meant for God consciousness and nothing else. Dharmasya hi apavargasya nārthortāya kalpate. The purpose of religion is liberation. Nārthortāya kalpate, not for economic development. Never. One should not make a business out of religion. The recitation of Bhagavatam by professional people is condemned. But even if a man is poor, he should not endeavor, because he got the human form of life. It's out of enviousness when he misunderstands the human form of life. Then he wants to compete by hook or crook. So even though if he is in mode of ignorance, he will use his ignorance to disservice of his own self. He may become plunderer, he may become habituated with some bad habits, even though he has nothing to eat at home. But he will cultivate bad habits by beg, borrow or steal. So it is not beneficial for himself or for others. So the idea is that it is more precious that one is born as a human being, and the things can be provided by the Lord Himself. Ananyaschintayanto mami janah paryupasate tesham nityabhi yuktanam yogakshemam vahamyam. People don't have faith on this. Krishna says, ananyaschintayanto mam, one who is thinking of me alone, ananya, not to anybody else, but only me, and worship me, thinking I am the only resolute shelter for him. Then, tesham nityabhi yuktanam, those who are engaged eternally or forever in this kind of mentality, yogakshemam vahamyam, I take the responsibility of whatever he has, preserve it, and what he does not have, supply it. But it doesn't mean that devotional service is a kind of endeavor. If you serve Krishna favorably, if you bring money and whatever, this is a transcendental activity. It's not some kind of activity to maintain oneself. It's the soul's eternal occupation to serve the Supreme Lord without any cessation. Eternal occupation. So one should not divide the devotional service, that this part of devotional service is for Lord's and this part of that same service is for me. No partnership in devotional service is allowed. Otherwise, if we take it, then Krishna will never take care of whatever he has promised, because we break the contract with him. This ajagar vritti, Srila Prabhupada said in another connotation, these big scientists, they are so foolish. They try to estimate their power by using or titillating their brain and to find out something new, but ultimately it is meant for their sense gratification, because they want a copyright power on it. Won't allow another to compete. So it is sense gratification. So, these police scientists, when they create this iRiver and this Sanyo tape recorders, right? We can get it. But we don't have to manufacture just to use it. Let somebody make it and we will use in Krishna's service. In nobody else's service. So, it's like an ajagar vritti. You know ajagar? I mean, it's a big snake. Huge. It's so lazy. That he lies at one place. He does, and he's moving very slowly. But he is very powerful. Whoever comes by, and if he's hungry, he'll pick it up. He doesn't work very hard and swallow it. He remains under camouflage, so nobody notices him. This ajaga doesn't work hard. Prabhupada said that a mouse is making a hole and stays there very comfortably, but the ajaga doesn't make very much endeavor to make a hole for himself. He enters into the hole which mouse has made, eats the mouse and stays very comfortable. It's called ajagar vritti. Many times on our sankirtan, we go. We are welcome, we stay, we take prasadam, and over and above we get donation. You don't have to endure. It is all in Krishna's service. But our mentality should be that ananyas chintayanto mam ye janaha paryupasate tesam nityabhi yuktanam yogakshemam vahamya. And it is maintained. Just bring whatever at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, and his system is distributed and everything will be maintained. But anybody who becomes greedy and trying to get his percentage, is a hellish mentality. Prabhupada also quotes this particular teaching by Narad Muni in the first canto. Tasyeva hetoho prayateta kovidaha. For that purpose of maintaining Krishna consciousness only. Brahmatam upariyavdha. One should give up going up and down heavenly planets, hellish planets, for one's own selfish endeavors. Kovidaha means one who is learned. He stops going up and down. And Sukadeva Goswami also says, Kasmad bhajanti kavayo. These learned people never, think dhanadurma dhandha. One who is obsessed by his money is called durmadhandha. Dhanadurmadhandha. One who is obsessed by accumulation of wealth and becomes so much puffed up that I am somebody. The devotees don't care. You can see Srila Prabhupada's example. When Birla wanted to give money in Vrindavan to build a temple for himself, Prabhupada said, I'm not interested. I'm going to build Krishna's temple. That mentality is not accepted by the student of Bhagavatam. One who is a devotee, he will never accept this. No, no tag. So, this instruction is very important to become fixed in the religious principle. One should not make an extra endeavor for himself separately. A poor person doesn't have much opportunity, right? But at least he is maintaining his body and soul together. He must satisfy in whatever he gets. To improve somebody's bodily condition, or one who is less privileged, you give more privilege to him, but there is no tangible improvement in his outlook of the reality, what good it is going to do. If you feed the people, the next day they are going to become hungry again. Instead, you must preach them. By giving prasadam, we must preach that they should not hanker more, neither they should become envious of others who have something with them. And they should not beg. Nowadays, the begging system in India has improved a lot. People are coming with pant and shirt and well-dressed, and they are not ashamed. And if you are going in the car, and the car has to stop at the light spot, they will come and wipe out your car clean or make it more dirty if you don't leave. Even the kids are roaming, doing this. The whole family is engaged in begging. Even one is obsessed with a process of getting money which is not going to improve their consciousness. That kind of begging is also condemned. Now people are telling, okay, take a little flower, a stick of flower, rose, and give them. It's a good gesture. And they make a lot of money by peddling this young kids instead of, providing. The government has the business to provide for everyone. But they don't do. So they are on their own. Or you never know. Because the greed, even in the small orphan, can become obsessive to him. I have so many experiences in India by serving in an orphanage. The ego is so high. They are not satisfied with whatever you give. So, Krishna consciousness was the only means, and that's how I ended up serving for 4 years, and I pulled out devotees from them. And they became very, alarmed. Oh, the sannyasi is making everybody a devotee. That's bad. Because we should have the number of orphans still maintained. Instead, he's taking out and making them liberated. Making them devotee. So, those who are Durmadhandas, they will get a lot of grants from the government, but they will misuse to make their life as a status quo of a big, benevolent, charitable, big man. So here it is said, a famous religion. To become even famous religions, one should not work hard, because it's sense gratification. One should not work hard. So, one who is in spiritual knowledge, how should he act for the benefit of others? Let's read from Bhagavad Gita. In the third chapter, Krishna tells Arjuna, 25th verse, Saktaha karmanya vidvanso yatha kurvanti bharata. Kuryad vidvans tatha shaktas stikurshu lokasangraham. As an ignorant perform their duties with attachment of results, the learned men similarly act, but without attachment. For the sake of leading people to the right path, so the so-called welfare activities are condemned if it is not become an example for going back home, back to God. A welfare activity is condemned if it is not meant for going back home, back to God. A person in Krishna consciousness and a person not in Krishna consciousness are differentiated by different desires. A Krishna conscious person does not do anything which is not conducive to development of Krishna consciousness. He may even act exactly like an ignorant person who is too much attached to the material activities. But one who is engaged in such activity for the satisfaction of his senses, or sense gratification, whereas the other one is engaged for the satisfaction of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna conscious person requires to show the people how to act and how to engage the result of action for the purpose of Krishna consciousness. There should not be any other purpose. Prabhupada did not put up ISKCON as an employment agency or the welfare, so-called welfare organization. When it gives the highest welfare, the highest welfare is distinguished by the development of Krishna consciousness. If we make people more intelligent and make them to realize the reality after for the human form of life, then that is the best thing. Why to serve lesser kind of activities? Everybody is part and parcel of the Supreme. Why to serve them with lesser activity or lesser important upadharma? Means they are abhas. It's not religion, but just like Salvation Army and other so-called benevolent societies under the terms of evangelism. They hardly can awake the sleeping soul from them. Now, whose function is this? To provide the food? It's the government. And the religious organization must free them from the bondage of material ignorance. Right? Why do we start big kitchens? To make a big name? Go there, preach and feed them and take care of them. You can expand those services by going there, stay there, preach there, and make them devotees by giving prasadam. We shouldn't do half-cooked job. Simply to increase the prestige of the institution, just like benevolent organization. But then, when the poor people started to come to Krishna consciousness, they thought the opportunity for earning money. So even a pujari is being paid, who is not supposed to be, he is the direct servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in service of the Vigraha, is no different than the Supreme Lord Himself. He is so much highest opportunity than anybody else to realize the Supreme. But he is being paid. So these devotees started as if it's a business. Then what happened? It's a mistake of the administrator. It's not there. Because things happen other way around. The quality of service would go down. It happened in Indian organizations in America. People started importing the pujaris from Haridwar, the Mayavadi organizations. And they have contract, money and service. But then many temples started coming up. And other temples started pulling their own. And the pujaris who have already been imported by giving him more money. And he would go there, abandoning the seva. So in this way, it becomes commercial enterprise. Where Krishna consciousness is supposed to help to the highest welfare system, that is the development of Krishna consciousness itself. To those who want to be getting best benefit. Instead, money is the honey. They want Lakshmi and not Narayan. Same mentality. Narayan is the target. Lakshmi is not the target. Where there is Narayan, Lakshmi is always there. But they don't have faith. They don't have faith. When the faith lacks, then the things start going berserk. So, Krishna teaches how to go by. How to go by. How do we have to preach? Na buddhivedam jane dagyanam karma sanginam. Never create a confusion in the mind of those who are attached to the fruitive activities. Joshet sarva karmani mukta sangam samachare. Vidwan yukta samachare. Vidwan, who is that? So, as not to disrupt the mind of ignorant men attached to the fruitive results of prescribed duties, a learned person should not induce them to stop work. Rather, by working in the spirit of devotion, he should engage them in all sorts of activities for the gradual development of Krishna consciousness. That's it. Srila Prabhupada says, Vedaischa sarvai aham eva vedya. That is the end of all Vedic rituals. All rituals, all performances of sacrifices and everything that is put into the Vedas, including the all direction of material activities, are meant for understanding Krishna, who is the ultimate goal of life. But because the conditioned soul do not know anything beyond sense gratification, they study the Vedas to that end. But through the fruitive activities and sense gratification regulated by the Vedic rituals, one is gradually elevated to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, a realized soul in Krishna consciousness should not disturb others in their activities of understanding, but he should act by showing how the results of all work can be dedicated to the service of Krishna. The learned Krishna conscious person may act in such a way that the ignorant person working for sense gratification may learn how to act and how to behave. Although the ignorant man is not to be disturbed in his activities, a slightly developed Krishna conscious person may directly be engaged in the service of Lord without waiting for other Vedic formulas. For this fortunate man, there is no need to follow Vedic rituals, because by direct Krishna consciousness, one can have all the results one would otherwise derive from following one's prescribed duties. If we have faith in Krishna, then everything should be fulfilled. That is what meant by the faith in Krishna. The highest, supreme, absolute truth. Shraddha, shabde, vishwasa, sudrada vishwasa karanishchaya, krishne bhakti karile, sarva karma krita ho. If we perform our services to please Lord Krishna, everything of our desire will be fulfilled. That kind of faith should be very confirmed, very dear to us. The most dearest part of the faith is just like the breath is most dear to our livelihood. Same way, you know, simply understanding that by serving Krishna everything will be maintained, it should be sudra means very confirmed, vishwas means very dear to our soul, and nishchaya, determined. This faith is not ordinary. It's the highest level of faith one can ever put up. So Krishna consciousness is targeting to this highest point. The Krishna bhakti karile sarva karma krutva. I don't have to do another endeavor. But people are, you know, gradually coming there. But people fail if they misunderstand something in between. There's a very nice story in Vrindavan. There was a little boy, and he thought, I have nobody, but everybody say Bihari will do everything. So he cultivated faith in Bihari. But the poor boy, you know, he's an orphan and he's in Vrindavan by his some Agyat Sukruti. And he thought, let me start working at a place where you do not require anything. And the one who is totally disqualified, they can also get work. So he became an errand boy, a gopher for delivering tea. The person who has a little tela or the cart on which, you know, he makes tea, you know, so he was a helper. This boy then thought, Bihari ji, if you let me have my own stall, then I'll give you 10%. I'll give you 10%. And somehow another, Bihari helped him, and he became a stall owner. And gradually he increased his percentage to Bihari, and he became a big man. He became a big man. Now, he became a shet, means a rich man, very rich man. And he was doing so many benevolent activities in service of Krishna. At one point, he was giving 90% of the profit to Bihari and his work. Then when his prestige grew, he also thought that I should have a guru. But he was entrapped by the mode of goodness. So somehow the get a good name, you know. At that time, Kishori Sharana Baba was in Vrindavan, very famous. Mayavadi, of course, but he was most famous. So he thought, let me have the most famous guru. Alright? And he made a big dharmashala for him in Vrindavan, and he was staying and keeping him. And he would have every day his priority to have his darshan, beg his blessings, and go on his, you know, work. You know, he's the owner of so many things. He also said to be, you know, he helped to build the Sriji temple in Barsana. And till 1995, his accountant was still living in Vrindavan. So, I'll get the name of that person later on, because I just slipped out. Now, Kishoreshwaran Baba was one day very busy, and somehow another he was talking with some Brijvasis and closed doors. Alright? And the Sheth came and he was disappointed. He waited and waited and he got frustrated and he went without having darshan. His entire mood was completely disturbed because he was attached to get blessings. And because he did not get, his mood was completely off. Now, he returned in the evening. But the same situation was there. Kishoreshwaran was talking with some Brijvasis. So this man got frustrated and spoke, "What is the big deal to spend all the time with ignorant fools?" Brijvasis, they are not educated, they are peasants. And somehow or another, it got to Kishoreshwaran. So next day, when he came to have darshan, Kishoreshwaran told him, "You every day come to get my blessings. I'm giving you all the blessings back to you that you tried to purchase me. You do not know the value of Krishna consciousness. You simply want to reciprocate at the extent of business. You better give up everything. Take this key, Dharmashala, I'm going." He left him. The Sheth became very, very disturbed. "Oh, what a big deal. I will try to get another route. You can immediately can understand that what a puffed up nature one gets into by even the grace of God. Because the 10% was still hanging around, it is Krishna will not reciprocate, properly. He thinks material adjustment is the only way to reciprocate. When Krishna takes the burden of the livelihood of a devotee on his head, and we don't have faith. It's also another story like that. An old woman, she was displaced, so she was packing up in big cloth and would carry on her head. The sadhu also passed by. One time she got tired and told one sadhu, "Can you please help me to get this burden off? I want to rest for a while." And sadhu said, "Okay, here it is." About a few minutes, she told, "Can you put it back on my head?" The foolish person doesn't know, wants to carry on the burden of livelihood, even though one's necessity is very meager, to keep soul and body together. It is very meager, very meager. But she wants to carry the burden again. Sadhu can deliver her. Sadhu can deliver her. But no. There is also another comparison. Sukadeva Goswami tells in Srimad Bhagavatam, the atyantikam dukham. We have experienced that miseries are coming and they are so inevitable. We have faith in miseries. and we try to protect ourselves. Definitely. Try to juggle around, bypass, and become tricky to the miseries. We have so confidence that our existence, struggle for existence, is for eradicating miseries. So much faith we have on the miseries. But we don't have that much faith for the happiness. We don't have that much faith. Because the miseries come without invitation. From all the three sides. Adhyatmika, Adibhautika and Adidevika. All the three sides. Miseries are going to come. We know. And we are prepared. You know, because, and it is the survival of the fittest. Darwin said, he's our guru. We have to. But we don't have that much faith, equivalent faith on the happiness. Why? Because the word happiness doesn't exist. Or the object called happiness does not exist in dukkhalayama shashvatam. But yet we want to be happy. It is our intrinsic nature that we want to be happy. But this place is not for happiness. Therefore, the ultimate purpose of the human form of life is to remain Krishna conscious and cultivate the Brahma Sukham. King Rishabhdev is telling his 100 sons, my dear sons, Nayam Deha Deha Bhajan Nirvokhe Kastan Kaman Arhate Vidbhujaniye. My dear sons, we are not these bodies. Neither we are enjoyer of the body. The enjoyments are so available easily for the stool eaters, dogs and hogs. Why should we work hard for them? Kastan karma. Why should we work hard for them? Tapo divyam putrakayena. My dear sons, become austere. Tapa. Shuddhe tasmat brahma saukhyam tumanantamam. By which we will be purified from this so-called ignorance. And we will be able to taste the ananta sukha, brahma sukha. Brahma sukha. Brahma sukha is available at, by surrendering at the lotus feet of Supreme Brahman and nobody else. In impersonal aspect there is no sukha. Sukha is derived as a byproduct of love. It's a byproduct of love. But the love of Godhead. And Brahma Sukha means an eternal happiness, eternal bliss. That is the constitution of the soul. He is eternally knowledgeable and blissful. Satchidananda. So, this is the highest instruction for civilized human beings Narad Muni is giving. Highest. Prabhupada quotes this. There are different examples of Madhavendra Puri. For instance, he would never go to anyone and ask for food. Sukadeva Goswami also. So these are highly renounced people. But to become similar example in this Kali Yuga is extremely difficult. So Sukadeva Goswami, Rupa Goswami gave the easiest way out. Anasakta Vishayan. anasakta vishayam. If we become detached from the sense gratification or objects of sense gratification, and yogam upayunjataha, if we utilize it in service of Krishna, those objects, yukta vairagya uchyate, it is called yukta vairagya. On the other behalf, the mayavadis who are not Krishna conscious, but rather they are having the ultimate aim of becoming the famous religionist, they say, well, I don't need anything. I'm detached. I cannot hold anything in my hand. I don't have bank account. I don't have this or I don't have that. So, prapanchiki buddhi. His intelligence is still material because he is not engaged in the devotional service of Krishna. So prapanchiki tayabhadya hari sambandhin vastuna mumukshaha parityago vairagyam phaldu kathyate. Those who are inquisitive to become free from the attachment of the material objects, they are artificially kicking them out instead of using in relation to Krishna. Therefore, their vairagya, or the so-called detachment, is artificial. Falgu. It's an external show only. So therefore, even if a man is poor, he should not endeavor to improve his economic condition just to maintain his body and soul together, or to become a famous religionist. Just as a great python, although lying in one place, not endeavoring for his livelihood, gets the food it needs to maintain body and soul, one who is desireless and obtains his livelihood without endeavor. There is an example of an avadhuta who was lying like this on the corner of a forest, but the passerby would give him so much food that he became fat. He became fat. So, some inquisitive person went by and asked, how is that you do not work and you became fat? Then he told, it's called Avadhut Gita. He said the instructions. But we can't imitate the great personalities. We can't imitate the great personalities. We can only take the instructions, what he gives. The process of ajagravritti. So, anybody has any question or comments? Wow, brahmachari and grahastha. Yes.
First, in the translation, I have just a couple of questions. Actually.
Yes.
In the translation, it says what mentions the word desireless. What does that mean?
Desires?
Desireless.
Oh, desireless. You don't have a desire of your own, but if you take all the desires of Krishna as your desire, then you are desireless. Right? To become desireless doesn't mean to create a vacuum. Soul cannot exist without desire because it's individual. But if he understands the supreme individual who is fulfilling his desires, so why not make supreme's desire his desire, and there won't be any enmity? Oh, because he is fulfilling my desire, he is bound because his father, and he is obliged to fulfill my desire. But he will be bereft of love for the father. So to achieve the ultimate aim of the human form of life is going back to Godhead in eternal occupation to obtain the love of the Lord. We must cultivate his desires and try to make them effective. When you serve the Lord, you serve the Lord and his desires, not your desires. Anya bilashita shunyam. Abhilasha means desires. Jnana karmada navrutam. We don't need a prerequisite of knowledge or karma or the detachment even. But anukulyena Krishna anushilam. What is favorable to Krishna consciousness, that should be the aim of our service to him. When it is anukul, means favorable to Krishna, means Krishna accepts it. Which is unfavorable, Krishna rejects it. So you reject. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Also, if somebody is working, and they're working in unfavorable circumstances, say they may be working as a cook, and they're cooking meat or things like that, then introducing, by offering the results to Krishna, they become purified by those?
No. Krishna doesn't accept. So there's a question of purification. Rather, he should start catering of Krishna prasadam.
Say for example, you know, he's working in a job, and that's his job, he works in a, how to advance in Krishna consciousness, and he has to change his circumstances.
Yeah, different. Because if it is not favorable to Krishna's service, then he should be intelligent enough to give up that and take up one which is favorable.
Swamiji, can you describe Krishna's livelihood while he was on earth?
Krishna doesn't have to depend. He was stealing butter and eat. He was a thief.
At age of marriage.
Huh?
At the age of marriage.
Well, he was the king of Dwarka. He was taking so much wealth from every citizen. Enjoying. He was the king of Dwarka. And he was maintaining the biggest household ever. One, 16,108 wives and that many palaces, and he was expanding himself that many times. Wow, what a household guy. Even Narad Muni got baffled.
Maharaj, as you said, that pujari who is serving the Lord directly and he's getting paid, so it's very unhealthy situation. But then, what is the solution?
No. Maintenance within the administration is not a salary, but there are paid people too, and they don't want to maintain, they need more, so they give up. And can you compare the opportunity to serve the Lord directly? Because if one does not cultivate proper faith, that he is no different from, the Murti is no different from himself, that opportunity weighs more than any price in the whole world. So a dedicated pujari doesn't care. And there are instances, and we have some pujaris like that. But because of mismanagement, things happen. Even why pujari? Even life membership collectors, they get commission, percentage. Bucket. Where is Krishna consciousness? Why do we risk? Because people are giving, cheat them? No, Krishna consciousness means to give the highest benefit to the soul and everybody else. And we miss the opportunity. Prabhupada doesn't compromise and doesn't set up a standard, oh, you can do this, but you cannot do that. People, even in book distribution, became greedy. They were short-changing people. That created loss of book distribution. And who knows, everybody was very, very obedient and would turn over all the Lakshmi. No. Our contaminations, spoil the whole thing. We are meant to get purified, but we bring in pollution, such as shaucha kunjarvat. An elephant takes bath in very clear water, but as soon as he comes out, he sprinkles dust on his body. Right? We ourselves, I'm not criticizing inheritance we got from other administrators. Oh, we have to... No. But the purpose, this is the teaching of Bhagavatam. We are discussing the principle, and these are the examples of Upadharma and others. And if we entertain them, we lose the opportunity for the highest welfare. Only this is the situation. It is being exposed like that. Bhagavatam is strict. Srila Prabhupada is strict. That I know. We may not be strict. Yes.
Right. I just still completely understand what you said. That were you saying that there's a difference between maintaining somebody so that they can do the service to the deity and doing it as a business? Did you make a distinction?
Yes, definitely. Okay. Whatever is being maintained, that's Prabhupada's setup. Because Krishna consciousness is the spiritual movement, and because it's directly related to the surrender of Krishna, whatever is being maintained with him, that is allowable. But people become dissatisfied, they can't work. They go out. They have more, but they have to then again start very, very from the ground to come up and then become again like the story that you have to give some percentage to the temple and this, and then they try to settle. Because they have, say, yes, for example, and devotees take services to the family. Oh, I'm a grahastha now, I'm a family, and I should work. And temple cannot maintain my requirements, or something like that. Fine, that is a calculated risk. But there are people who are getting paid just to maintain. you know, and their status quo is higher and higher and higher, and that's bad. Commission is being paid. You make this many members, you can take 20%. Okay? Then if you bring a lot of donation by hook or crook, doesn't matter, you'll get 50%. Like that. So these are some controversial aspects that is Upadharma, is not the main dharma. So much risk is involved.
Honestly, you see a lot of welfare groups collecting funds for different purposes. What benefits people get from giving to those groups? What's the benefit of them? Say they give something to
them. They are benefiting themselves, not for the purpose they are collecting. And if we lump ourselves into that, then we are missing the biggest opportunity. Prabhupada worked hard for that opportunity. We are missing it. That's the difference. People have a lot of money to waste for self-aggrandizement. People want to become big donors. So there are three kinds of donors. One in mode of ignorance, one in mode of passion, one in mode of goodness. But all the donations have something attached. You know? So, if we take the lower modes, then it is. Yeah. There are instances that some devotees wanted to serve Srila Prabhupada by peddling drugs, and Prabhupada was so much against it. Legitimate should be there. People have whimsical ideas, but it is very risky. So, even a householder has to take a calculated risk for the purpose of Krishna consciousness. He cannot simply tell, "Oh, because the temple cannot support me." No, take a calculated risk, be responsible, and become free from the entanglement of those activities. That is the idea. Ultimate aim is to become free. Other welfare activities, they don't even give any promise of freedom from birth, old age, death and disease. What kind of welfare is that? Prabhupada was not at all interested. You can read the conversation with that famous lawyer in India, who was a philanthropist himself. Some Sindhi person was there. I forgot the name. He was a lawyer. Jethmalani, Ram Jethmalani. And it's in the diary of Harisori Prabhu as well as in Lilamala. Prabhupada is very, very clear. And if you don't do such activity like others, you'll be criticized. But that's good. Because it provides the counter opportunity to preach them. Prabhupada spelled out extremely clear, very, very clear, crystal clear, the purpose of Krishna consciousness. He wouldn't agree with sub-religious principles you know, vidharmas and everything. He was so dedicated to Krishna and his cause. Yes.
Maharaj, sometimes we desire, we have a material desire that we tend to want to fulfill, like as soon as we feel the desire, we want to fulfill it. And so you may fulfill that desire yourself, you know, by your own endeavor, and then you see that Krishna in time also fulfills that desire.
Yeah. You are supposed to go to Krishna and worship him very, very intensely to fulfill that desire. Don't fulfill desire apart from him. That will be a problem. But whatever desire you have, worship him intensely. Akama vas sarva kama ihi. Moksha kama udardi. Tivrena bhakti yogena yajita purusham param. That is the advice. But why do we keep him out? Why do we have to fulfill the desire without him knowing through our consciousness? He always knows what we are going to do. But our reciprocation is not there with him. Even though, however abominable desire it may be. Yes? Krishna says that if he is doing anything in connection, soon he will become a righteous person. However abominable activity one might have committed to fulfill his desire, but if he is rightly situated in Krishna consciousness, samyak vyavasita, then he should be considered a sadhu. Can you imagine? Last time in one of the lectures we discussed about even fulfilling sexual desire by yayati at an advanced age, which was highly deplorable, and he was even cursed to become old and invalid by his father-in-law. But he was candid for the purpose of Krishna consciousness. So he said, this is an impediment. What should I do? So he said, exchange your old age with youth. It was artificially imposed by an envious person. Sukracharya was envious. A Brahman by nature, he should not be envious. But because he is the guru of the demon, enviousness isn't there. He would, otherwise how could he deny, you know, Bali Maharaj not to surrender? I mean, how could he say that? He said, Bali Maharaj, don't give him, he is Vishnu, he is going to cheat you. Oh, you are ready to give him, then what is going to happen? You are a foolish person. And Bali Maharaj said, forget it, you are not a guru even. That's how it went. So, desires are there, but in Krishna consciousness, this desire will become purified and will be able to serve him. And Krishna says that apichet sudhuracharo bhajate maam ananya bhak sadureva hi samyak vyavasoti hi sa samyak vyavastiti, because he is rightly situated, and therefore kshipram bhavati dharmaatma, he will soon become righteous. Swashachanti nigacchati kaunte pratijani name bhakta pranashyati. My devotee will never perish. We are concerned about the soul being the devotee. Our bodies are so much overpowered by the three modes of material nature. But if you are always devotee at heart, then Krishna will soon take care of you. So, but if we try to do by, you know, concealing from Krishna in our behavior. Then Krishna, who is sitting in our heart, you think he doesn't know? He knows. He can show you red light, he can show you green light. His inspiration with him. But if our desires are strong, so we neglect his inspiration, then why? But he will be still waiting for us. He will be still waiting for us. He will never give us up. Krishna's promise, name bhakta pranashyati iti sanskrutya sanskrutya pranansamadhyaryamya. After even performing pujas, we must have committed so many offenses, right? So, an offense should be, we chant this mantra. Pratigyata govinda name bhakta pranashyati iti sanskrutya sanskrutya pranansamadhyaryamya. This is the sustenance of our faith in him. Doesn't matter. What a big deal. In Prabhupada's association, somebody would blow. Prabhupada would take upon himself, I will pray for him. He was such a nice boy. He rendered so much service to me. I pray that Krishna will bring him back. Don't worry, I'll pray for him, Prabhupada would say. And many returned. Nobody could forget Prabhupada. So, this is pretty important. Krishna consciousness is not a cheap thing. It's the most valuable thing and is the highest welfare activity one can ever render. That shed's name was Hargulal. Hargulal. Hargulal Shet had his accountant hanging around still, but he was very puffed up. Hargulal, that is his name. You have heard? No. But you will have stories. In Vrindavan, there are stories. Because Hargulal did not understand the importance of Brijvasi. While even though he was staying in Vrindavan, he had a different inkling, an offensive inclination. And that's why Kishorishan Baba left him to chastise him. I'm like a tube light. It takes time to... This tube light is now dying. So, any other point of discussion?
Hathi Ghoda Palki, Jai Bolo Kanhaiya
Lal Ki. Hathi Ghoda Palki. Jai Jagat Goswami Prabhupada Ki.